S.G for the Zoe Center. I'm reading an article by Gretchen Reynolds, published on the New York Times, titled The Drudgery of Treadmills. A reader asks, why do I find it more difficult and tiring when I take my walk on a treadmill? The answer, many people, including me, find a treadmill workout more draining than the same activity on a sidewalk or track. In a 2012 experiment, runners were asked to jog on a track while rating how difficult the exercise felt. Then they hopped on treadmills without speed displays and were told to set the machine to a pace that felt the same as what they had just run. Almost all chose a speed that was much slower. On the treadmill, this gentle pace felt as difficult as a swifter running on the track. So it's stating that psychologically, walking or running on a treadmill may not necessarily be more difficult, but feels more difficult. Continuing, but scientists are unsure why treadmill exercises feels harder. Most people's biomechanics are the same, whether they are on a treadmill or the ground, meaning that their motion or the way they run is the same. And where there are differences, the advantage would seem to reside with the machine. Treadmill jogging is less jarring than running on the ground. That's because it's softer. The ground is harder. Continuing, a 2014 study shows that we strike the ground with about 200% of our body weight while running on the track and only 175% of our body weight when we are on a treadmill. Okay, so 200% on the ground, 175% on a treadmill, and a treadmill also has better cushioning. So it's got to be better on your joints and your legs. So the most likely explanation for any drudgery associated with treadmill exercise is psychological. Treadmills are indoor machines, and many studies show that people generally prefer outdoor workouts. In various experiments, people have reported experiencing less fatigue, more vitality, and greater pleasure after walking outside compared with on an indoor treadmill. Also, treadmills typically provide a walk to nowhere, which may be demoralizing. In a study published last year, volunteers who set out to walk a course that had no clear finish line felt more fatigued after than when they covered the same distance with an obvious finish line ahead on which to focus. So again, setting goals, psychological, getting somewhere, reaching something, rather than, again, on a treadmill of some kind or on some kind of machine that doesn't track or let us know how far or what we accomplished. Now, what about treadmills with odometers that tells us how many miles we ran or how far we went? Does that make a difference? Probably still not as much as walking outside or running outside, because outside, we prefer the outside psychologically, and we see the environment, and also we actually feel and can see how far we went. Continuing, so the lesson may be that if you can find a treadmill with a monitor and video programming showing an outdoor walking course with a beginning and end, with the beginning and most important, an end. So I guess they're saying a treadmill with a monitor that somehow simulates being outside, walking, running, with a visually expressed end goal or a finish line, I guess would be psychologically simpler, easier, and more satisfying. So in that case, folks, why not just run or walk outside? Reading some comments, Jack from Illinois writes, whoever answered this is no difference in effort. As no difference in effort is completely ignorant of basic physics and Newton's laws. When you walk outside, you have forward momentum that you use to propel forward and also keep the upright balance with minimal effort. When you are on a treadmill, your momentum is zero and balance becomes harder. Both of these take more effort and energy. So in summary, treadmill is harder than a sidewalk. I have to agree with this analysis, because on a treadmill, the machine is forcing you to walk forward. So you're kind of trying to keep up rather than you working on the momentum and you forcing yourself forward on a stationary ground. T from Louisiana comments, thought I had to comment on the title of the article. The questioner only mentions difficult and tiring, and yet the title just had to include the word drudgery. And clearly, one of the recurring themes in the comments is that the treadmill is exceedingly boring. That is a rather sad comment on our society. I absolutely believe in having fun in my life, but not everything needs to be fun. Exercise is definitely not one of the things that need to be fun. In fact, the notion that somehow exercise should be fun is probably why so many people fail. Expectations of fun are probably the most, is probably the best predictor of failure when it comes to exercise. You do it because it's worth doing per se, not because you want to be entertained. Next time you're on the treadmill, ditch the iPod and the TV and any other distraction. You just might be amazed to find that the more of yourself you put in your workout, the more you get out of it. Now, there is definitely some truth to this. Not everything we do needs to be fun. There is work involved in a lot of the exercises and workouts that we do. It does require discipline. But of course, if we can turn it into some kind of a game contest of some kind and use goal setting and other means, it definitely becomes psychologically more rewarding and there is a more of a fun factor involved, although it still requires a lot of hard work. And finally, Smith from Port Elizabeth writes, there are three reasons outdoor running is less fatiguing. There is more air movement outdoor, induced by running and from wind. Better body cooling makes outdoor running more efficient. Number two, the surface of a treadmill is more absorbent. This absorbs more energy than outdoor running would, making treadmill running less efficient. Number three, the treadmill running surface is far more uniform than an outdoor running surface. This means that a narrower range of muscles and tendons are activated and they become more fatigued. Outdoor running on an uneven surface activates a greater range of muscles and tendons, spreading the load and causing less fatigue. These three factors combine to make indoor running on a treadmill noticeably less efficient. Now, to me, running on uneven surfaces and walking on uneven surfaces provides a lot of benefits. It activates a lot more tendons and muscles, which is actually good for the body. The second comment about the surface of a treadmill being more absorbent, to me, that sounds like the treadmill will take in more energy. Thus, you'd have to output more energy. On a harder surface, more of the energy is bouncing back to you. Thus, you would get more of that energy back, which would mean to me that you're using less energy. Either way, overall, I guess the article is basically saying that outdoor running, outdoor walking with random occurrences happening around you with people and animals and cars and vehicles, it creates more of a stimulus and allows your mind to be more entertained. And there's also a destination involved and also creates more of a satisfying feeling at the end. This is S.G. for the Zoe Center.